All right, it's time for another Saints Happy Hour Quick Shot. This week, Andrew, we're talking Stephon Anthony, and can Mike Nolan save him? By the way, this is because of Nick Underhill's article on Mike Nolan, which Mike Nolan, he seems like the awesome new teacher that everybody loves because he teaches in that new, crazy, wacky way, and everybody just loves him. But seriously, his teaching way is really interesting in how he even the Saints' other coaches were like, man, he describes things in a different way. And really, he went to each player and was like, how do you learn best? And he customized meetings and stuff for each player on how they learn, which was interesting. So can he fix Stephon Anthony is the $10 million question.
I think maybe, you know, certainly there's some guys that can help things resonate more than others. But I think at the end of the day, the only thing that's preventing Stephon Anthony from performing is Stephon Anthony. I mean, I think all the tools are there. The speed, the size, he's not an idiot. Mm-hmm. You know, I think intelligence, all that stuff, ability, it really is just a read and diagnose thing, and that just comes from reps. I think more than anything, it's just practice, you know, and I think one thing that really set him back last year is he missed all of camp.
Yeah, and that was,
you know,
the thing.
Almost all of camp. And when you're learning a new position especially, that's a killer.
Yeah, and that's the thing that we sort of, as fans, I think a lot of times we forget. When a guy gets injured, we're like, oh, he'll be back week one. He'll be back week two. But like certain, like Unger, he can not practice during camp because he's a veteran. He knows what he's doing. He's played center his whole career. That's what he's going to do.
He's not going to make mental mistakes.
He's going to be okay. Anthony, last year and this year, that dude needs to practice. You know? And it's the same thing with all the rookies, too. They need to practice. And at least if he can get a full camp at whatever position they're going to play him at and get a ton of reps and play him a ton, it can happen. You know, and he may be a guy where you let him play a big chunk of the preseason games. Like, you know, like if he's playing in the second half, a lot of fans will like freak out and say, oh, that means he's a bust. That means he's not going to make the team. No, maybe that dude, he just needs reps. And you know what? You could say it's a risk to play in the preseason. He might get hurt playing in the third and fourth quarter, but he may need it, Andrew.
Yeah, I think it's a double-edged sword, but right now, like, he's not gonna have a job if he doesn't perform well, you know. So I don't really see any way around it. Like, he has to take that risk of, and the Saints coaching staff has to take that risk of playing him more to see what he can do and see if he can develop. I don't think it's hopeless for him, especially with the change of coaching and you know, just kind of giving him a new. And look, I don't think Vitt was a great young linebacker coach and teacher, but
really?
Sometimes it's not even about that. You know, sometimes it's not even about whether the guy you had was good. Sometimes you just need a new voice. You know, sometimes that's all it takes. You know, I mean, so I'm hoping that that'll resonate with Anthony, but. You know, the read and diagnose thing is tough because I feel like the guys that I remember, you know, I've been watching the Saints since I was born in 1980 pretty much. And you know, I've seen a lot of young players like Anthony that were supremely talented. I've seen a lot of linebackers in the Hazlitt era, especially whether it was C. Grant,
James
Courtney
Allen.
Watson, Cedric Hodge, James Allen. I mean, those were all guys that came in with superior skills in terms of speed, size, all that stuff, and
Alfred
Fincher. The light just never came on for those guys, and so you know, I think the odds are against Anthony a little bit, but he's going to get a chance to play. I really believe that. I just think when you look at this linebacking core, Manti Te'o, Danelle Ellerbe, those guys aren't going to last all year. I mean, maybe you get a healthy season out of A.J. Klein and Craig Robertson.
Where do you think Anthony finally settles? What spot?
You know, I think he's going to be the number two middle linebacker. Yeah. I think he'll be either behind A.J. Klein or, you know, whoever they end up picking at middle linebacker. I think Anthony starts the season as the number two, and, you know, he'll come in if someone gets injured. maybe he gets some spot snaps in clear running situations or something like that, strong side linebacker. Yeah. But that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, now,
he did get some reps with the ones at middle linebacker in OTAs. So, you know, he'll get some looks there.
Besides being injured, obviously, which would do what would be a sign that Anthony that it's going to be a really uphill battle for him to even make the roster?
I think if you watch him play either in camp, either in OT in training camp or in preseason, especially if he's playing games where his assignment is a running back or a tight end down the seam, and he just completely bites on play action, or he just makes a colossal mistake that results in a 40-yard play down the field. Like, that's the thing that has been driving this coaching staff crazy about him is the mental mistakes. And so if he keeps doing that in practice in the games, it's just going to be one of those things where they're going to be like, look, man, we can't afford to put you on the field. You're a freaking liability.
Yeah. I think there's as much chance that Anthony plays and contributes as there is that they like ship him out for like a conditional seventh. Like the spectrum on him is very, very wide. What can happen, you know? But here's the thing: like they're not gonna force it with him. As far as like if he's screwing up and not getting it, like his rope is really short. Whereas like you know with other guys, Williams and Lattimore, like they're gonna fuck up too. Because they're rookies, but they're going to have a lot more rope, and as long as they show improvement, like, I think Anthony, man, his rope is short, boy, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny, at linebacker, that's one position where if injuries happen, I don't really care, because I feel like their ceiling with their best guys is pretty low. Like, I feel like their starters are going to be pretty mediocre, but, like, if they get a bunch of injuries, they're so deep with mediocre guys that I just don't feel like there's going to be much of a drop-off. So I just feel like regardless of who's in there, they're going to be can and meh, and they're never going to be awful.
The
like,
ceiling is the
they have
floor.
A lot of guys that are okay.
The ceiling you know? So, is you know, the floor for the Saints, for
yeah,
the linebackers.
Yeah, like I think they've got enough bodies where like if they have to play, you know, I think the starters are Robertson, Ellerby, and A.J. Klein. You know, those are probably their top three linebackers, but if all three of them get hurt and they have to play Teo, Anthony, and Stupar, or Analzone, I just don't think the drop-off is going to be that enormous.
Final question, and then we got to get out of here. Anthony, at the end of 2017, will his NFL career be near its end, or will it be back on track?
I just think Anthony, even if he gets cut by the Saints, you know, he'll get a year or two of bouncing around teams and, you know, people taking a flyer on him just based on the fact that was a former first-round pick. So I don't think his career is near its end, but I think there's a good chance that his career with the Saints nears its end.
Oh.
My guess is that, listen, I just don't think the Saints would have signed A.J. Klein, signed Teo, and drafted Anzalone. I just don't think they bolster that position that much if they had any trust in Anthony.
And they don't. So that's it.
They don't.
We're done.